Then we have Bob. Bob, again, is a good friend of mine. I've done business with him in the past. We have a social relationship. I've known him for 8 years, and he is an A. I have an A relationship. And Bob owns his own dry cleaning business. So Bob is local. That dry cleaners, I use it. He's an A, and I would categorize him as a friend. So we have Bill, who's local, A. We have Bob, who's a local, A. We have Mary. Mary is also a local, A. Why? She's my wife's best friend. Mary is my wife's best friend. She has kids in the same school. My wife and her go to lunch. They're good friends. She's over my house once every couple of weeks, dropping off kids, etc., etc. So Mary is my wife's best friend. That would be an A relationship. And of course, she's local. Now, Mary's husband, his name is Mark. So I'm now going to write Mary and Mark, local A, because I want to include Mark in the decision. And Mark and I have seen each other multiple times at the kids' games, soccer games, etc. So Mary and Mark, local A. Now let's move on to Sue. Sue's number 4 on the list. And Sue is someone that I've seen at the school. I dropped the kids off at school. I've seen her. We've had several conversations. We get on good, but I've never been to her house. She's never been to my house, but we spent quite a bit of time talking after picking the kids up for school, dropping them off. We've seen them at a basketball game. Her son and my son played on the same team. I saw her there. We had several conversations. She told me that she is an executive for a printing company. So I know her. I've seen her a lot. We've had multiple conversations over the years for the last 5 years. I would love to have her in my business, but I don't have that strong relationship with her. So Sue would be local and she would be a B, but certainly somebody that I would approach with the introduction, CD, to your wishes, your command. Next would be Joe. Now, Joe is my cousin, but he's long distance. He lives in Alabama. So Joe would be a long distance A. Obviously, he's my cousin. He's a relation. We've got on well. We talk to each other maybe once every 3 months. We send each other Christmas cards. We know each other's kids, etc., etc. And maybe I grew up with Joe, and then Joe moved to Alabama. Joe would be LD, long distance, but he would be an A, long distance. Let's say we had Lucy. Lucy, I have her down as a local B. And Lucy is a member of my church group, for instance. Or she's a member of a club that I'm involved in. Or she's a member of an organization that I'm involved in. And I've talked to Lucy numerous times, but we don't have that tight relationship where she's been to my house, we socialize together, maybe we've been out to dinner together. We don't have that, but I know her pretty good. We've had a lot of in-depth conversations, and Lucy is a local B, and you all have people like Lucy. They've never been to your house, you see them all the time, you know their names, you've had several conversations with them, but you don't have that tight relationship where they've been to your house, you've been to their house, you've been out to dinner, etc., etc. Next is Samantha. Number 7 is Samantha. Samantha is a local C. And remember, I'm just writing these names down, and then afterwards, I'm categorizing them. And the purpose of doing this is to see exactly the activity that we're going to do with whom first. We're going to see the activity, and we want to get this down to a science of whom we're going to do what with first.